The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Christina. How are you doing?
I'm great, Gil. How about you?
I'm doing fine. So let's discuss the practical considerations of upgrading your home, namely the answer to the question we all ask our contractors, how long is this darn project going to take?
Yeah, Gil. After what is this going to cost me, that's pretty much what we all want to know, because there's going to be noise, dust, and subcontractors traipsing through your house.
Yep, exactly. So HouseLogic created a remodeling disruption scale, right?
Yeah, Gil. We considered a number of common remodeling projects that can require a pro and take at least a week, and we put them on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least disruptive to your daily life and 10 being the most disruptive.
Okay, might as well go for broke here. What's the most disruptive project on that list?
Refinishing hardwood floors.
Yeah, that'll do it. I mean, that can take up to 2 weeks, depending on the scope.
Yeah, and there's sanding, staining, sealing. So we peg it at a 9. Mm-hmm. And even if you're just doing one room, you have to move all the furniture, cover surfaces and furniture to protect them from wood dust, which gets everywhere.
And if you're using oil-based sealants, you're going to have to live somewhere else to avoid breathing toxic fumes.
Yeah, and you won't be able to walk on the floors for at least 2 days after the last coat of sealant is applied.
On the flip side, there are other even bigger projects that aren't particularly disruptive.
That's true, Gil. So take a basement remodel. It could take 4 to 6 weeks and involve everything from plumbing and electrical to flooring and insulation, but on our scale, we pegged it at a 2.
Because the work and the dust are confined and contractors can generally enter through a basement door.
Right, exactly. The biggest disruption is from periodic electrical and plumbing outages. And an attic conversion is similarly disruptive to a basement remodel. We pegged it at a 3, which is slightly higher than a basement redo, and that's simply because, unlike the basement project, the workers are likely going to be tromping through your house, which will affect your floors. Mm-hmm. And the plaster dust from the drywall installation is going to float down into your home, so you're going to want to change your furnace filters every 2 weeks or so. Plus, the project will probably take longer than a basement, about 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah. I'm assuming kitchen remodels are on your list because those are really disruptive.
Yes, they can be, but depending on the scale of the project, it might not be too bad. That is, it might not be as bad as refinishing floors.
Boy, that really says something about refinishing floors, doesn't it?
Yeah, don't remind me. I've got to do mine pretty soon. If you're going to replace everything in your kitchen and gut it, you're looking probably at an 8 on the disruption scale. You have to eat out more. You have to wash dishes in the bathroom. You cook out of a microwave in your living room.
How do they get this done before takeout? I mean, this is like dorm life.
I know. It is exactly like that. But then if you're just doing a facelift to your kitchen, you're adding new poles, you're updating appliances and faucets, maybe you're replacing your cabinet fronts, you're talking a 5 because it's a faster upgrade because you're basically pulling and replacing things. And the plumbing and the electrical can stay put, and you still have access to your fridge, most likely.
I assume a bathroom, that's pretty disruptive.
Yeah, naturally, especially if it's your only one. So in that case, you know, a bathroom model could be anywhere from a 7 to 10 in disruption.
Yeah, absolutely. What project has a ranking we might be surprised by?
Well, it's a project that can take 16 to 20 weeks, but we peg it at only a 4.
Okay, and what would that be?
In addition to your house. Now, obviously not everyone's going to be doing this, but if you do, you can expect a lot of noise and trucks, but your day-to-day life isn't that different until about a few weeks before the crew decides to connect the two structures. Then you're going to get the dust and the demolition.
All right. This is actually a really helpful perspective. Thank you, Christina.
Sure. Thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.